Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mom Biz Solution Show. I'm your host, Laura Galloway, the Mom Biz Coach and co-author of Moms Mean Business, a guide to creating a successful company and a happy life as a mom entrepreneur. Happy Wednesday. I hope you are having a lovely one. It's working on getting lovely here in Michigan. Still pretty chilly, but they promise us it's getting better. So today, I want to share with you a great question I had with a fellow mompreneur I was chatting with yesterday, and it's a question about when is it right to pivot, and how do you need to know if you need to do that? Well, I was having this great conversation because, you know, as mom entrepreneurs, we have, well, as any human on the earth, we have life stages that we go through. These life stages are defined by our kids and the age that they are. They're defined by our businesses or our careers and how they're going. They're defined by our age or our circumstances, what we are currently going through in our life, whether you're in college, whether you're going back to school, whether you just had a baby, whether your babies just went off to college themselves, whether you've started a business or whether you're thinking of closing a business or you've sold a business or whether you grow a business. All of these different stages in your business and your life come into play, right? They impact each other. And as mompreneurs, this was a conversation I was having with this friend yesterday. The fact is, we are the, as women, we're the maternal leaders, the matriarch of our family. And a lot of different things come into play when family needs are there. This particular mompreneur was talking about how she was at a stage where she and her husband were having to decide whether or not they were going to move their family away from here and where she's been living for a long time and move back to where she's from to help take care of her aging mother who is now by herself. And, you know, in a lot of ways, the beauty of being a mompreneur is the fact that we can do these things. But it doesn't mean that it's the easiest choice to have to make. And, you know, that move, well, how is that going to affect the business that she's been running for the last 9 years and the clientele that she's built up for the last 9 years? Well, good news is she's got an online mostly business, so it's definitely portable. But this big move, this big shift in her life and this life stage change that's happening was causing her to think a lot about her business and the current model that she has developed. And she started thinking whether or not she needed to change that business model, to shift that a little bit. Was it time for her to look at doing something different? And I said, well, maybe this is it. Maybe it's time for you to pivot. And so we started talking about that a little bit. And I'm not saying this is a scientific word for it, but it's just something I've used a lot. There comes a point in time where in your life stage, in your business stage, and when those two come together, that you might need to pivot. And what I'm talking about is just making some sort of pretty substantial change, right? If you think about it in basketball, you know, players are heading in one direction and they pivot, they turn and head another. And that's a way for them to make either a defensive or an offensive move. Look at me sounding like I know what I'm talking about in sports. But anyway, you know, they may try to fake their opponent out and move, or may give them a chance to open up and move in a different direction that wasn't currently available, right? So that's what we have to do in life and in business sometimes. So the idea of a pivot is making a change in direction, a big change in direction. And that can look like a lot of different things, okay? So it could look like whether or not you revamp or refresh your business model, okay? So there are certain different areas it could affect. It could affect your business model. This woman I was talking to has been delivering services online, and she's also been delivering workshops and facilitating meetups and that sort of thing in person. And she's also been automating a few processes in the back end of some things that she does for her clients. And so her business model may need to pivot. If they move, it's going to be very hard for her to continue leading those in-person meetings and doing those in-person workshops that she does, right? So she's looking at her business model and questioning, is this a good time for me to take some of that content that I've been teaching in these workshops and turn it into a digital product, something I can deliver online, and something that will perhaps allow me to have a passive income stream? And I'll have to have another conversation about how I feel about passive income streams, because they sound great, but they're not really passive at all. You have to, yeah, it's passive to deliver it and maybe sell it eventually, but you have to do so much marketing that is very active. But that's a total other story, so I'll stay focused. Anyway, so she is looking at whether or not she needs to pivot her business model. A second pivot that we can evaluate as business owners is whether or not we need to change our target audience. Sometimes when we start out, or sometimes after, you know, many years of working with a certain group of people, sometimes we find that we actually have moved out of that initial demographic, and that the people that we serve the best, or that we serve the most, or that we most want to serve are different. Now, this happens with a lot of my mompreneur clients, because we typically do provide products and services to our own demographic. It's easy to start a business that serves something that we need and that maybe works for our children at the age they are. But then as our children grow and get older, we might decide to, you know, continue to develop our products and services according to the things that our growing children are teaching us they need now. And that may mean that, you know, whereas before you were working with brand new mothers and targeting all of your, you know, business at that demographic, now you're working with, you know, you've maybe trying to target mothers with multiple children, or mothers with, you know, kids that aren't yet in school, but, you know, different things like that. So sometimes it makes sense to evaluate whether or not you need to pivot with your target audience. And this can be something that kind of creeps up on you, okay? I've had a lot of clients who've had that experience where it's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even realize I don't even want to work with that group anymore. Or, you know, I kind of like keep throwing those few products and services out there to keep my, you know, that group happy. But the people that I really want to work with are over here and really different. And to be honest, if you're going to do a good job and save your time and your resources and your money in marketing, it makes sense to be really clear on that distinction and to not keep kind of halfway throwing out some stuff to one target demographic and then trying to reach the other one too. It's difficult. Big businesses can do that. They can reach multiple different demographics. We mompreneurs, usually bootstrappers, usually smaller resources, makes a lot more sense for you to be really clear who your primary target audience is and market to that. And if it has changed, if you have pivoted without knowing it, it's time to true yourself up. Another area that you may need to pivot is in your actual niche or niche, however you like to pronounce it. Now, this can happen again, too. This can be something that creeps up on you, and little by little you realize you've switched. Again, this woman I was speaking with yesterday has been in business since 2007, and when she started out, her business name reflected the services that she most offered, which was working on press releases to help build up website traffic. So they would, you know, help their clients create various, you know, super targeted press releases about various things that the companies offered, and that would help drive traffic back to these clients' websites. So their name reflected that work, primary focus. Well, over the years, you know, technology since 2007, holy cow, has changed so much. And the world of online marketing has changed so much. So their services that they're offering in their business have absolutely grown, blown up, a heavy social media focus, a lot of search engine organization, search engine optimization focus. So a lot of things have changed, and the name that is their entire brand that they've been known for since 2007 really doesn't serve what they do today. In fact, it really puts them in a box and kind of minimizes so much of what else they do. And she was saying that, you know, she's trying to decide, does it make sense to change her branding? Does it make sense to change her niche and to recognize that she's expanded or grown beyond or shifted directions on that? And I thought, I told her that it seemed to me like it made a lot of sense to go ahead and make that shift, to make that pivot in a big way, and that the current clients that she had, they'll know. They know and love them. They have a great relationship, so they'll follow no matter what brand she gives herself, no matter what name she gives herself, but that new clients could, you know, potentially find her more attractive if her branding and her name and her niche and her focus were more aligned with what she actually enjoys doing and is making the most profit at doing. So those are some different, just basic ideas on pivoting. Now the question is, how do you know if you need to do that? Well, you know, certainly the woman I was talking to yesterday had various things happening in her life that brought that about. So sometimes we do have like a big change, a big life change, lifestyle change, a big stage, you know, the kids go off to college, now you're an empty nester, or, you know, whatever it is, or maybe you sell your business. One of my close friends did just sell her business recently and so excited for her. But now she's got a lot of pivoting to do. She's got a lot of different things to figure out for the direction she's going to head in. So, you know, sometimes you're going to get a big life change that says, hey, it's time for you to pivot. It's time for you to true yourself up and be intentional about the way you grow in your business and be intentional about the goals you set for your life. It's time to do that. That's the big message we get. Other times, you guessed it, it's not so easy to know when to do that. So you might not get some big event in your life that causes you to evaluate things and make you shift or pivot like that. So if, you know, here's some other, I guess, key indicators that you could look for. You could check, and you know, I've talked on one of the past podcasts about key performance indicators or KPIs. You could check some of those metrics that you've set for yourself. And if you've had some, you know, certain sales goals or certain amount of products that you want to sell or a certain amount of workshops or packages or programs or services that you want to sell, if you've had some goals and they are not being met for this year, for last year, for the year before, if you've got an increasingly diminishing business, let's just say. Now, we could apply this in many different ways, but let's say if you've set some goals and you have over a year or more not met them, I think that's a really good time to reflect and evaluate and consider whether or not it's time for a pivot, okay? The whole purpose of having metrics in business, of having KPIs, of setting goals is to track yourself. It's not just to achieve them. That's the fun part, right? But the other side of setting goals is that if you don't achieve them, you need to evaluate why not. And if you don't achieve them, you need to evaluate what to do differently. And that question, my friends, is the signal that it's time to pivot, okay? What can you do differently? Can you shift your niche? Can you shift your target audience? Can you shift your products and services offerings? Can, you know, like there are so many variables, and it's time to take a look at that, okay? If you're not meeting your goals, that could be one of the reasons. It could be that you need to pivot. There could be a whole host of other reasons. I hope it doesn't involve any self-sabotage. But if it does, you might need some help on that too. And, of course, I can help out with that as the life coaching side of things goes, as well as business coaching. But anyway, take a look at that and just think through, because sometimes it sneaks up on you and you really need to make that pivot in order to make yourself more successful. So that's all I've got for you today, people. I hope you have a wonderful week. I am looking forward to my first half marathon this weekend. I cannot wait to get at it. I'm headed over to Grand Rapids, and I'll be running that on Sunday. So say a little prayer for me. Think of me. Send me some fast karma. Until next week, I am Laura Galloway, the Mom Biz Coach. Take care.